Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. That was the fantastic voice of Jonathan Sattel, and I want you to know that today you're going to hear a pre-recorded interview with Carolyn Hyde, and I'm going to feature some of her music. It's going to be fantastic. Stay with me, darling. I'll be right back. Shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. Also, I'm happy to announce that the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore is open. Get your gifts now for your friends and loved ones. It is open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the congregational office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Lots of books, jewelry, t-shirts, and all kinds of cool things to get for gifts. As promised, here's some music from Carolyn Hyde. This is called Jonah.
Salvation.
Again, that was Carolyn Hyde. Next up, here is some important information about Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com. Here's another song from Carolyn Hyde, Oseh Shalom.
Shalom aleichem. Shalom Aleinu. Shalom Aleinu.
Hi, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And you know, Oseh Shalom comes from a song that is sung in Jewish synagogues all throughout the world. And the English translation of it is, "May the one who creates peace on high bring peace to us and to all Israel." And we say, Amen. Hallelujah. Well, alrighty, let's hear all about Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. This next song is called Come Trembling from the West. Again, I'm featuring the music of Carolyn Hyde. Stay tuned for our interview together.
Come trembling from the West, to the Lord your God. Come trembling from the West, to the Lord your God. Come trembling to his blessings in these last days. Come trembling to his blessings in these last days. He will not leave any behind. He will not leave any behind. He will gather his people from the four corners of the earth, and he will carry us home. You will not leave any behind. You will not leave any behind. You will gather your people from the four
Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I wish I had more music from Carolyn Hyde, but they only sent me three songs, so I hope you enjoyed those. Next, I want to share a really beautiful song. It's called Elohim and the Angels Sing, and you'll hear the voices of Daniel Kopp and Sarah Lieberman.
They cry, holy, holy, holy. my voice to the heavens. I praise your holy name. I worship and bow down to you. I love you, Elohim. I lift up my voice to the heavens. I praise your holy name. I worship and bow down.
That is such a cool song, and I love the whole thought of angels singing. And if you look at Zephaniah 3:17, it says, "The Lord your God is among you. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Now, I'm a singer, and music soothes me, excites me, energizes me, but especially the thought of the Lord singing over me. It almost reminds me of a really happy memory I have. We used to visit my grandparents in Kentucky, and we often took the train. In later years, we took the airplane. But I remember a train ride. I was a young girl. I had fallen asleep, and I woke up, and there was my mother standing over me, smiling, the most beautiful smile in the world. No, she didn't sing too much. All she tried, she sang off key terribly, but that's a whole other story. But the idea of her standing over me, smiling with love, and think about the Lord rejoicing over us, singing over us. So just be still and listen for the angels singing over you, and maybe, just maybe, you'll even hear the Lord singing over you. Again, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
We shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. For you'll go out with joy.
That was Liberated Wailing Wall. And, you know, we recently celebrated Tu B'Shvat. It's a Jewish holiday occurring on the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shavat. And it's known as the New Year of the Trees in contemporary Israel. And the day is celebrated as an ecological awareness day. Trees are planted in celebration. You know, at one time, Israel was really barren, and now there are so many trees there. And let's talk about this spiritual significance. You know, Yeshua often compared humans to trees because humans need to bear fruit, the fruits of the Spirit, right? Just as trees bear fruit. Anyway, just a little bit of history for you for the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. And stay tuned for an interview coming up with Carolyn Hyde.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Next up, here's Bat Rivka Witten with My Dear Son.
Haben, haben. Yakili,
Yeah.
And now here's my interview with Carolyn Hyde. Enjoy.
Carolyn Hyde, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Toda rabah. Thanks so much.
I'm delighted to finally talk to you. I've sort of seen your name on social media for years, and I just finally realized, oh, this is someone I should definitely interview.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you found me, and I'm so delighted to be with you today.
Well, Carolyn, tell me a little bit about growing up. Did you grow up in a traditional or observant Jewish home?
Yes, I grew up in an Orthodox synagogue near Chicago, and loved it, loved growing up Jewish. My dad was the president of the synagogue, and so we were very much involved, and I had, I encountered some anti-Semitism growing up, and so I never wanted to know anything about Yeshua at all. That was just, there was a wall up in our home. We were never invited to a Gentile home, and no Gentiles were invited to our home. So it really was a wall not that long ago, huh?
Wow. Well, listen, darling, the million-dollar question is, how did a nice Jewish girl like you find out that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah?
I had to come in the back door.
Oh.
A long way. When I was in high school and then definitely university, I stopped going to synagogue. I was kind of an atheist because a dear friend was killed in a car crash, and I thought, well, there can't be a God. He wouldn't have let this happen. So I just stopped believing it. But then I needed something to put kind of in that spiritual vacuum, so I got into the New Age. And then after university, I was just your typical hippie, New Ager. I went down to Mexico singing in bars and cantinas, and one day I had a vision. And I was not looking for Yeshua at all, believe me. But it was like something literally fell off my eyes. And I remember a host of angels was singing with me, and it was like a dream vision. I was playing the piano, and I remember looking up and seeing Yeshua and saying, oh, it's Jesus, and he's the Lord. And then I was like, oh my goodness, Jews don't say that. So it actually scared me. So I didn't know what to do. Came back to America after that, and I was a nurse. I was working at the hospital, and I just became a secret believer for 4 years. I didn't know who to tell.
Oh my goodness. So who did you eventually tell?
Well, actually, it's kind of ironic, but I was I stopped working at the hospital, and I started doing home health nursing, and out of all my patients, I was living in Norfolk, Virginia at the time, all of my patients were a lot of them on the south side of Norfolk, Virginia. And so it was, African Americans. And two of them were pastors, and another five of them were deacons in their church. And so when, I would come and do a treatment and visit a little and then leave. Well, when these people heard, they got a nice Jewish girl, just found Yeshua, but she doesn't go to church. It's like, wow, how can you do that? Because, that's very big in the black culture. So they all took it upon themselves to disciple me. So I had seven different people who, I'd do their nurse, a health treatment, and then they'd be like, now you sit down over there, girl. And they would just open their Bibles and teach me. And it was the best. It was the best. I loved it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you eventually find out that there were other Jews that believed?
Well, 4 years later, I was really, really wanting to hear the Kol Nidre, the ancient piece of liturgy we sing on Erev Yom Kippur. And how it is in America, you have to pay for entrance to the synagogue. So I was a single mother. I was abandoned when I was pregnant with my second child. And so I was living alone, my two girls in a trailer. Like my mom said, you're probably the only Jew in America living in a trailer. And, you know, I didn't have enough money to buy a seat at the synagogue, but I really wanted to hear the Kol Nidre. So I saw an ad in a newspaper for free high holiday services. You know, it said Messianic Congregation. I had no clue what Messianic meant. So, but, you know, it was free. That was my price. So I went, and when I was there, I heard everybody talking about Yeshua, but I didn't know who that was. I only knew him as Jesus. And so I asked somebody, because I loved it. I loved the spirit in the place and all the liturgy and the prayers. Everything was Hebrew, and I could understand and relate to. So I turned around and asked the lady, who's this Yeshua they keep talking about? And she just kind of looked at me like, how did you get in here? She was very friendly, and she's a friend even to this day. And she said, it's Jesus. He's the Messiah of Israel. And that was such an eye-opener for me. It was like, oh, my goodness, so there are other Jews who follow him. And she said, yeah, lots. And so that was it. I tell you what, I am so grateful for the leadership at that congregation, because when they realized they had a musician, coming to their service, and they didn't say, okay, here, join the worship team next week. In fact, they did the opposite. They said, lay down your music, lay everything down, and just get discipled, learn how to read the Bible, learn how to pray and walk with the Lord. And then if he wants you to pick up the music gift, then great. And if not, then great. Mm. And I will always be grateful for that. Otherwise, it would have been an idol.
So tell me about your music, young lady. Are you trained? Are you just gifted? Or did you take lessons? And yeah, let's talk about that. Well,
okay, I took lessons for 10 years, classical piano, and then I had this great, from age 5 to 15, and then I had this great urge to start writing songs, but everything came out like Bach and Scarlatti and Mozart, because it was all classical, and I switched. I picked up the guitar and learned how to play the blues, and I took a couple lessons, but mostly self-taught on guitar, and just started writing songs. And then it was really funny, because the Rosenfarbs, I don't know if you know them, Joe and Carol Rosenfarb.
I've heard of them. I've heard of them.
Yeah, in Virginia Beach. And so they would call me, and this happened over the course of a year, and they said, hey, Rosh Hashanah's coming. We need a song. Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchat Torah, all the holidays. They would call me, and within minutes, I would have a new song. And so that's how my first music offering, Messianic Holiday Sampler, was birthed. But that's like back in the days of the dinosaurs. It was like a cassette.
Wow. Those were the days. So how did you end up in Israel?
Oh. Well, that's another story. Oh, but I do want to say this about the music.
Okay.
I don't make cassettes anymore, obviously.
Yay!
I have 7 CDs, but I really only use the last 4, because once my husband started getting involved in production, Richard has an incredible ear for music, and we upgraded everything we were doing just to make it, more professional. So my last 4 CDs are the ones, and I'll send you a copy of them.
Wonderful. Well, before we get to how you got to Israel, tell me where we can get your music, because I'm sure people are going to just want, they're going to be hungry for more.
Okay. Well, of course, you can find it on all the usual venues. It's helpful if people get it from our website, which is Heart of God, and God is spelled G-D. The way we spell God, those of us who went to synagogue, and just, written out of reverence for his name. So it's heartofgod.org. and you can get the music there. But for those who are more, you know, online, on iTunes, Amazon, all the usual venues, CD Baby, all that. So, when people get the music here through our website, it just helps us because we give away the music here freely in Israel. And I play at a lot of different places now, both secular and very much involved in prayer houses. You
Wonderful.
Know, the prayer house movement's very big here in Israel.
Wonderful. All right, so let's talk about how you got to Israel and what's going on there.
Okay. All right. So, like I said, I came in the back door to faith in Yeshua. I came in the back door to Israel. The Lord called us to live in Germany.
Wow.
And I said, no, I'm not going there. I mean, I grew up in a house where, you know, I heard the stories of Holocaust survivors, and it was like never wanted anything to do with Germany. So, when the Lord made it very clear, I'm making a very long story short, that we were supposed to move to Munich. It took us 2 years of fighting God, which of course we lost, because God always wins. And when we moved to Germany, it was really, I can so see the hand of God in that, because I grew up with such a hatred of Germany. And you know, God can't use us. Even if we feel justified in that hatred, like, you know, you killed 6 million of my people, so I feel like I can hate you. But as believers in Yeshua, he hasn't called us to a ministry of hatred, but a ministry of love and reconciliation.
Amen.
And, yeah. So that's what he called us to in Germany. And he opened so many doors. We were able to, we still do this until Corona. We have been going once or twice a year to Germany to share in public schools. We share Messiah, and we've led thousands of Germans to the Lord. And I like to call it my sweet revenge, you know. you know. The forefathers, the Nazi forefathers, tried to wipe us out, but we're back, and we're going to share the best news ever with your children and grandchildren.
Praise God. That is fantastic.
So, yeah, it's an idea only God could have thought of, because I'm not that smart. And we were, you know, minding our own business, living in Germany, and doing what the Lord called us to do, finally. And then we needed a vacation because our home was always full of Germans. It was amazing. I love Germany now, by the way. I absolutely love the people and just found so much peace there. It was very healing. So our home was always full of people, we took a vacation with our three younger children. We have five kids, but we took the three younger ones with our bikes. And you know how in Europe you can travel by train and bike? You don't even need a car.
Wow.
And so, actually, Richard wanted to go to Israel. It's always the Gentile who wants to go to Israel, right? It's always the Jew who doesn't. And, you know, it was the height of the Intifada, and no, I don't want to go there. I'm worried about the kids. And so, yeah, we prayed about it, and we thought, oh, let's go to Prague. So we went on our bikes. We started off with train, and then we rode our bikes into Czech Republic and went to some little festival. And afterwards, all the hotels were closed booked because of the festival. So we rode our bikes to the next village. Again, everything was booked. And the next village, same story. So we were quite deep into the Czech forest, and then it got dark, and we kept falling off our bikes because there was no shoulder on the road. And whenever a vehicle would come from the left and the right, we'd have to like kind of jump off the road on our bikes into a ditch. So then Richard said, okay, that's it. We're just going to sleep in the forest. So we probably heard that car. We laid down in the forest, and then we heard wolves.
Oh, no.
It was horrible. It was like 3.5 hours of just sheer terror. And a couple times we, you know, one of our boys got blinded by the light, the truck lights coming into him, almost rode right into a truck. I mean, it was just scary. And finally, we got to a village where there was a little hotel. They just had a one room for two people, but of course we took it. And we got showers. I was so mad at God. And I was saying, you know, how could you let this happen to us? I mean, one of the kids could have gotten killed. And I heard the voice of the Lord. He speaks so clearly to me. And he said, this is what it will be like when the hunters come. Go home now.
Oh, my.
You know the scripture from Jeremiah 16:16. Well, to get it the full context, it's Jeremiah 16:14-16. I'll take you out of all the nations, not only the north where I've scattered you, but all the nations where I've scattered you, and I'll bring you back to this land. First, I'll call for the fishermen, and they will fish you home. And then I'll call for the hunters, and they will hunt you down under every crevice of the rock. And so it's a very strong Aliyah scripture, and I knew what God was saying. And so I told Richard, that's it. We need to make Aliyah. And the next morning, we were so excited. We were like, wow, what's the name of this village where we got the call to make Aliyah? And I know you're not going to believe it. You can check on Google Maps, and you can see where we were.
Can I guess? Really? Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Zion.
No.
Oh.
Babylon.
No way.
Yeah. So just like Daniel, he looked at the scriptures, and he was like, okay, the 70 years are up in Babylon. Time to go home.
Wow.
We got the call to make Aliyah out of Babylon, literally.
So that word was very appropriate at the right time, and you knew that God was calling you to Israel.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you went to Israel, and how has your life changed?
Oh, it has been the best. I would say it was the best move we ever made outside of receiving Yeshua. I am so at home here. I love the people. And doesn't matter, Jews, Arabs, Christians, I just love the people. And we found our calling here in our place to share the love of Messiah with our people. And we learned Hebrew, and, you know, we're not perfect at it. And yeah, but we're home. And we've been here now 17 years.
Wow. Carolyn, how are you able to share Messiah there? I thought the Israeli government is against proselytizing. And so how do you get around that?
Okay, well, a couple of things. First of all, we are not here to convert anyone to Christianity. That is not our goal.
Right.
And we're not against Christians. Of course, my husband's a Christian, so yeah, obviously. But we are here to proclaim our Messiah, or to reclaim our Messiah, the Messiah of Israel. And we share him in a very Jewish way because that's who he was. That's who he is. And actually, most people don't know this, but there are only two laws on the books in Israel about sharing Messiah. The first one is you cannot share Messiah with anyone under 18 unless you're under 18.
Oh.
And so we, you know, when I pick up hitchhikers, I always ask them how old they are. And if they're under 18, then I talk about other things. You know, I'm Israeli citizen. I'm going to obey the laws of the land. But the other law is you cannot, like, give money to someone and then share the gospel. You can't bribe people, which we don't want to do that anyway. I mean, they should hear about him without any extra, you know, conditions. It's because his love is unconditional.
Amen.
Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of Israelis come to the Lord?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Had the privilege of leading some recently, actually. Even some Haredim. The hunger in the land today is astounding. And we work with our two sons, Ariel and Avi, and the media team in Haifa. We actually raise their support. Maybe you've heard of them. Have you seen the Isaiah 53, the Forbidden Chapter video?
I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. I need to send you that clip.
Oh, it's yeah.
A young man out on the street interviewing Israelis. You know, would you like to read a chapter in the Bible the rabbis don't want you to see? And so they're reading Isaiah 53 for the very first time. It's all in Hebrew. All of our videos are in Hebrew, or most of them. And they're reading this, and they're falling in love with Yeshua.
Praise God. That's wonderful.
Video, yeah, it's amazing. That video went viral. It's reached over 10 million people. And, all you have to do is just Google Isaiah 53, the Forbidden Chapter. And it's under it's on our website, but it's also our son's website, which is treeoflifeisrael.org. And you can see it there and all the other videos since then. But what I'm really excited, I'm excited about the 10 million who've seen it and responded. But I'm especially excited about the 1.5 million Israelis who've seen it and started asking questions. I mean, like I said, all our videos are in Hebrew, but we have English subtitles so people can understand. And what happened was the response to this Isaiah 53 video, many Israelis would begin to write. And, oh, okay, so we got a lot of cursing and a lot of the usual, you know, naysayers. But we got a lot of people who responded saying, can I meet you at a coffee shop? Or can I give you my phone number? And I have a lot of questions. And so through this, we have seen so many Israelis come to faith. It's been astounding.
Well, that's exciting enough as it is, but even more exciting from a mother's point of view that your children are serving the Lord and have a hunger to see others come to know Yeshua also. It must make you feel so blessed.
Oh, man, it does. But I tell you, the attacks in the physically, spiritually, emotionally on both of our sons, their wives, and the children have been fierce. Because of what we've done. And also we have three beautiful daughters who lovingly call them the wandering daughters of Zion. This is how I like to put it. They're building colorful testimonies as they return to Yeshua. They're pre-believers. They're not walking in his light.
Before we end our time together, and I realize this won't go on the air for a few weeks, but I know you recently experienced some miracles with one of your daughters. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Yes. Deborah is a living, walking miracle. She died about 9 times on the way to the hospital. I found her in a diabetic coma. And the Lord actually told me to go to Sfat immediately where she was living in. And there I found her in a coma. And actually on the way to the hospital, she stopped breathing. She has recovered except for the neuropathy in her hand. So she suffers with a lot of pain. But I just would put a little prayer request in for her and my other two daughters, Shana and Eliana, and their families, that the Lord would just reveal himself to them, just for his divine protection, not only over our family, but over our people, Israel.
Amen. Amen. I love how sometimes God comes to people in dreams and visions. There are so many people that we were praying for, you know, for God to make himself real to them. And we're praying for other people to, you know, plant seeds. And yet I know many people who have come to know the Lord simply because he revealed himself to them in a dream or in a vision. So I do. I pray for protection for all of your children and for salvation for your daughters and for God's blessing on your entire family. And God has blessed you with an incredible voice and musical ability, and I'm so very thankful that I've gotten to know you over the phone. And
yeah, you too. And if the Lord leads for us to come back to New York one day, love to meet you in person.
Oh, I would love it.
We are actually coming to the southeastern seaboard of America. I didn't mention this, but we're also very much involved in Aliyah. We have coached a large number of people, Messianic or otherwise, doesn't matter to us. We just believe all Jews should come home, and you know, as God leads, of course. And so we are also very much involved in helping with Aliyah from the West. And there's going to be a conference in Florida, and we'll be ministering a lot of churches in the Southeast. So if you know anybody down that way, come on and see us. We'd love to meet you.
That's amazing. And so the best way to reach you, is it at heartforgodgd.org?
No, it's Heart of God.
Oh, Heart of God, g-d.org.
g-d.org. Uh-huh. Or our email is just Hyde Family Israel. It's H-Y-D-E, hydefamilyisrael@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, Carolyn, this has been just wonderful, and I've only been to Israel once, but it's someplace I really want to come back to, and I'm hoping it will be sooner rather than later.
Well, you're welcome to come to our home. We love hosting tour groups in our home for worship. And sharing how God is moving in the land, because that's what we do. By the way, if anyone is an intercessor or person of prayer, if they'd like to get our monthly newsletter, we don't share political news. We share how God is moving on the hearts of the people. So we just share testimonies from Israel, and it's the kind of news you won't see on local TV. And so if anyone's interested, please feel free to get in touch, because it's incredible what's happening here now.
And your email again is
Hyde, H-Y-D-E, familyisrael@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, may the Lord bless you greatly, and may He give you favor and meet all of your needs in Yeshua's name.
Amen. And you too, Ethel. God bless you for this wonderful service you're providing, keeping people informed of how faithful God is to keep His promises to us. Blessings to you, and believe me, we continue to pray for America.
Thank you, dear. We need it.
Yes, I know.
All right. Shalom for now.
Shalom v'lehitra'ot. Shalom, yes. And we'll see you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yismorecha. Yair Adonai panav alecha. Vikunecha Yisadonai Panavalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.